The time is 2:45 and this is Southern FM 88.3. You're listening to the Community Block brought to you by Hyatt and Hampton Community Centres. We have our third guest who's just joined us, Zoe. Zoe is from WISE, also known as Women's Health in the Southeast. So welcome, Zoe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Zoe was kind enough. We had a disastrous COVID case last night, so I quickly contacted WISE this morning to say, would you like to come in and talk? So we're very lucky, very privileged to have you join us. We're going to be talking about 16 days of activism this afternoon.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know about WISE, WISE provides services based on a strong body of evidence of primary prevention and gender equality. They work collaboratively with organisations and communities to improve the health and well-being of all women in our region. So, Zoe, you might like to expand on that a little bit further and explain what you do in the community.
Thank you so much, Kate. Yeah, so I have the joy of working with a powerhouse, a team of women, incredible women, to co-design work in the community, super engaging work to improve health outcomes for women. So we work to prevent gender-based violence, we promote gender equality, we work and do some great work in sexual and reproductive health and improving mental health outcomes for women as well. So, yeah, all from a primary prevention approach. So aiming to prevent poor health outcomes before they even occur.
Yeah, amazing. Fantastic. So very topical at the moment is 16 days of activism. Maybe you could explain a little bit more about 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, please.
Okay, so this is a global annual campaign that begins on the 25th of November every single year, which is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It runs through for 10 days until the 10th of December, 16 days, sorry, until the 10th of December, which is International Human Rights Day.
Yeah.
It continues to be an awareness-raising campaign, which is essentially the first step in addressing gender-based violence against women and girls.
A big topic, isn't it? Yeah. So why does your organisation support this campaign?
We support it because the statistics are absolutely devastating when it comes to the issue. Globally, 1 in 3 women experience gender-based violence in their lifetime. And this is the same in Australia. 1 in 2 women have experienced sexual harassment, and 1 in 5 have experienced sexual violence, and 1 in 3 physical violence.
Mm-hmm.
Devastating statistics, and one woman a week in Australia is murdered by her current or former intimate partner. The issue has been heightened, of course, by COVID-19 and the pandemic, and the prevalence is, rising globally. We need to take action. And so our organisation has always done this. How do we do it? We work with organisations in the region at the state level and the federal level to advocate for change in policies to end all forms of oppression and discrimination.
Yeah, amazing. I would just like to take a short break there and just say, if any of these issues are raising any problems for anybody, I'd just like to remind you of the 1-800 RESPECT number. That is 1-800-737-732. I'll repeat some more numbers at the end as well if
you'd like them.
I think I just said, didn't I, what action is your organisation taking to support the campaign this year? So you've pretty well just covered that off. What advice do you have for the people wanting to support efforts to promote gender equality and end gendered violence?
Okay, so firstly I'll talk about what you can do broadly, and then I might talk about some of the stuff that WISE is doing that you might be able to join forces with us in. So the first thing is recognising if you or someone you know is experiencing gender-based violence, and encouraging either yourself or those around you to get help, and obviously we will give those numbers again at the end of the session. So that's the fundamental and most important thing that I would give as advice. The second thing that you can do is, when you do notice disrespect, poor behaviours, opening up conversations with people around you that may say or do something that you recognise is fundamentally reinforcing problematic gender norms or attitudes that really do they just don't respect women. They're not actually respectful in any way. Call in a conversation. Ask that person, "Oh, I just noticed something you said there, and I'm just wondering if I could ask you you know, why you said that, or why you've expressed that opinion, and just take the opportunity to have a conversation, because it's only through us all taking on this role as a collective that we will ever be able to challenge the rigid gender norms that we've all basically been socialized into. And you know, everybody is subject to biases because we've all grown up with those biases and those social norms. So it's really about recognizing them, having a think about it yourself, and taking opportunities where you can to have conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. Good advice. Very good advice. So maybe that's time for another number that we give, which is Orange Door. So Orange Door in Frankston is 1-800-319-353 if you're needing some support at the moment. There's also Safe Steps on 1-800-015-188 as another option. So I'd like to hear some good things. Tell me about some of the highlights of working to support 16 Days over the years.
So at Women's Health in the Southeast, we work with some fantastic organisations in the region. Local councils are massively getting behind 16 Days and have for a long time now. So we work with the local councils in the region who have, you know, painted the town orange. 16 Days of Activism, the colour for the campaign itself is orange. So the town halls have been lit up in orange. We have footpaths with signage on them, and I've heard conversations that parents have had with their little ones who say, hey, you know, mum or dad, what's that sticker on the footpath? What does it mean? So again, opportunities for conversations. We did have the pleasure a couple of years ago in working to challenge gender stereotypes, again, with young people. We worked with a number of schools in the region to engage kids to draw pictures that challenge gender stereotypes of masculinity and femininity and those hyper notions of those two things. And yeah, it was a really great chance to talk with young kids about why it is so very important to break free of these gender stereotypes and be who you are, and not what society tells you to be. So yeah, it was really great to see the kids drawing the pictures of dads nurturing their kids, of mums being firefighters, girls playing footy. Yeah, so it was such a successful campaign, and we featured the kids' drawings on postcards, pictures, brochures, and 100,000 coffee cups in the region.
Oh, wow.
Which was fabulous. We didn't do it for the last couple of years because we've noticed that, you know, we all need to reuse and recycle, and we're all hopefully using our keep cups.
Indeed.
But yeah, that was a bit of a highlight, working with the young children.
That would have been great fun.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to come in. We really do appreciate it. It's always great to hear about what you're doing. It's an amazing gift that you guys give back. So thank you again. I'm just going to repeat those numbers again if anything has triggered. So RESPECT, 1800 RESPECT is 1-800-737-732. Orange Door in Frankston is 1-800-319-353. And Safe Steps is 1-800-015-188. So thank you again. We're just going to take a short break now to listen to our last music track before coming back. And, we're listening to Independent Women by Destiny's Child, which is one of Zoe's favourite songs. And we'll be back to hear about what's happening at the centres just before Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lucy Liu.